Hello to everybody. My name's Al Shepard, and I'm kind of new on this radio station, but I do hope to be, I hope that you'll be hearing more and more of me as time goes by. My specialty is nothing whatsoever, but I do like old rhythm and blues records, so I intend to play about half an hour's worth of these records. I'll try to explain what I know about them as I go along, and we'll take it from there, okay? This is sort of an audition, but hey, you can put it on the air if you want to. On platter number one, we got, these are incidentally real records, the 78s. Veretta Dillard, who was popular in the late 40s and early 50s. This is one of her recordings for Savoy. It's called Them Their Eyes. Discovered I only have one 78 turntable, so I should have brought some 45 so I could do this. But nevertheless, Veretta Dillard, like I say, very popular singer and back in the day. These are all back in the day, actually. On specialty records, don't know anything about Mercy D, except that she did make more than one record. But this is Mercy D and Thelma. And this is a funny record right here. It's called Rent Man Blues.
My goodness, it's cold this morning. 3 sticks of wood in the wood box and no flour in the barrel. I done told Georgia 100 times to stop trying to gamble. Oh, my goodness, there's my rent man now. I don't know what I'm going to do. Don't put me out in the street.
I'm sorry, sorry, baby, but faster way it's got to be.
I worked hard to get your money.
Yes, but you didn't seem to get much fee.
Don't be so cold and cruel. Come on in, maybe I can change your mind.
Nothing you say won't hardly move me. I got to have cash on the line.
You can't blame a
a poor girl for trying.
No, but I just don't have the time.
Take a peep into my bedroom. See how bad it needs repair.
Okay, you win, pretty baby. You little old fine, cute booger bear.
I know something I'd say would move you.
Yes, I'm a fool, go and use me, I don't care.
Rentman Blues. No one ever did anything wrong in those days, you understand, but they just sometimes talked about it a lot, you know. Now, here's a song written by Lionel Hampton, and it's done by Frank Florshow Cully on the Old Atlantic label. This is called Central Avenue Breakdown, instrumental song. This rocks. Absolutely. Don't know for sure, but we can certainly assume that that was Mr. Cully himself blowing that saxophone, because somebody could play a mean sax right there. Here's another one on Atlantic about that same time, one of the early records by the group, the vocal quartet known as the Clovers.
Daddy,
good.
Well, the first time that I met you, you looked so doggone sweet. When you walked down the street, I said, there goes my meat. That I was too bold for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me. I can't forget you, darling, though I'm left out in the cold. I guess I still love you and will always be the same. Oh, oh, what a fool I was to think you could love me too.
Fool, fool, fool by the Clovers. All right, on deck. We got one that, this is collectible, I guess. Mac Burney and the Four Jacks on the old Aladdin label out of Los Angeles, California. And this little fella is called Tired of Your Ways. Actually, that's Tired of Your Sexy Ways. I can't imagine anybody ever getting tired of your sexy ways. On Aladdin. Okay, who we got up, Dick? Who we got? We got Louis Brooks and his High Toppers on the Accello label out of Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, they had a thriving market in rhythm and blues in Nashville, along with a much bigger market in country and western music, of course. A little tune called The Chicken Shuffle. Thank you. Well, that's my favorite person in the whole wide world of music right there, Joe Turner, Honey Hush. And that is a not a 78 RPM record. That is a nice, shiny 45 RPM record, which is not quite in such bad shape. My apologies for the condition of these records, but they are what they are. And having nothing better, I have to play these. However, I do accept donations anytime. I'll take your old records that you don't want and cherish them forever. Some of these songs had great names. This is Tiny Bradshaw on the King label out of Cincinnati. And I like this just for its title. It's called Two Dry Bones on the Pantry Shelf.
Well, somebody licked a skillet clean. Somebody ate up all the beans. When I got there, there was nothing left but two dry bones on the pantry shelf. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Just two dry bones on the pantry shelf. And somebody yelled, "You're just too late." So somebody licked the skillet clean. Somebody ate up all the beans. When I got there, there was nothing left but two dried bones on the pantry shelf. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Just two dried bones on the pantry shelf.
Tiny, Ivory Joe Hunter has your answer song. It's coming up next. Little tune called Gimme a Pound to Ground Round on the MGM label.
Gimme a pound of ground round. Gimme a pound of round ground. Now don't you try to sell me lamb, Sam. Just give me a pound of ground round. My babies begin to notice all the manly charm. I just gotta do something about it to get her back in my arms. They tell me the reason why my muscles ain't got the stuff is due to the fact my red corpuscles aren't red enough. So look at here, man. Give me a hunk of steak, Jake. Give me some meat to chaw upon. Don't bother me with no snacks, Max. All you do is just give me a pound of ground round. Start grinding, man. Start grinding. Hand me a thick fillet, Ray. one of those big juicy porterhouse, Strauss. Don't taunt me with no hen, Ben. Just give me a pound of ground round. The bigger the archer, my baby, all the better, bud. You gotta be bustin' with vice before your name is mud. My baby don't care about my hair or if my pants are pressed. She just want one of those big fine guys like me with a 47 chest, just like me. Toss me a slice of prime sime. Throw me a hunk of rump crump. I want my baby back, Mac. So give me a pound of ground rye.
Better than that, man. You better give me about 10 pounds.
I think he was planning to have a mighty big party. Ivory Joe Hunter. Now, there were a lot of interesting things to come out of the Warriors, of course, and Buster Bennett and the Buster Bennett Trio sang a song called, I don't know what this is all about, Reefer Head Woman. Reefer Head Woman. Thank you, Buster. Reefer Head Woman. Hey, thanks a lot. I think for the next show, if there is a next show, I'd like to do Julia Lee and her music. I have quite a few of her records, and she's pretty good. I think you'd enjoy that. But right for now, I think it's about time to run, for my half hour seems to be up. So thanks. This has been Al Shepard bringing you to music, and I hope to be back again.
bit.